Intervju Radija Študent.
Minuli četrtek je kot član Moritz von Oswald Tria v Ljubljani ponovno gostoval finski glasbenik Sasu Ripati, sicer bolj znan pod vzdevkom Vladislav Delay. Ušesa glasbenih entuzijastov se je zapisal predvsem skozi svoje številne elektronske dabovske odvode, kot Luoma pa ga poznajo tudi častilci plesnih muzik. Pred nedavnim se je od elektronskega vijačenja vrnil k tolkalom, ki jih je 10 let raziskoval v začetku svoje glasbene kariere. Najprej v svoji formaciji skupaj z elektrončkarjem Mikom Vainijem, kontrabasistom Derekom Šrlijem in pihalcem Lusijom Kapečejem. Ter nekoliko poznaje torej še v formaciji Morica von Oswalda. Na svoji novi plošči Tuma, ki jo je pred nedavnim objavil pri založbi Lif, je tokavsko morda nekoliko bolj zadržan. V formaciji z Moricom von Oswaldom in Maxom Lauderbauerjem pa tokala potisne v precej bolj aktivno vlogo. Pred njihovim koncertom v kinu Šiška si je vzel nekaj minut, da je pojasnil, zakaj ta preobrat iz elektronskih v akustične vode. Žal pa je pogovor s hudomušnim potrkavanjem nekajkrat preglasil Moritz von Oswald. No, Ripatija, tolkavski vložek kolega ni preveč zmotil.
So it's not too long since the last time you were here. You played in Kasteri, remember?
K4. So, maybe in 1 year or...
Something like that, yeah. You know, that was sort of club-oriented music, and now you play percussion in this band, so, you know, which gig were you more excited about? Was it the one in last year, or playing drums?
Well, I guess it's more of a challenge to play alone in front of... I'm not an entertainer, to be in front of, like, this kind of party. Crowd is maybe more difficult for me. This is more easy for me in a way. I don't have to. I can just do what I do naturally, which is play music.
So, did you get to play back to playing drums recently, or were you? Because I know you played at the start of your career. You started as a jazz drummer.
Then yeah, but I started maybe now like 3 or 4 years ago, like a little bit more to play and.
You know, was it going back to drums? Did you start before, your solo work before, or did you join this trio before as a drummer?
Can you repeat?
Yeah, when you got back to drums from electronics, right. You know, did you get involved with Moritz von Oswald trio, or were you involved in your own project?
I started playing drums before I started playing with Moritz. Yes, I slowly started. I bought one drum set like maybe 4 years ago and started playing and sampling and using it for my own stuff, and but quite soon then came Moritz's idea to play together. And
I asked this Moritz.
Also I have a project with my wife, and we made our first album together. I played drums on that
her album. Was it a joint album?
Yeah, it's HEF Delay project.
So, you know, I asked Moritz this earlier, but it seems that in Berlin especially, many electronic musicians are going back to acoustic instrumentation. At least I know of some that sort of went through this change at about the same time, and you're also one of them. So, you know, do you have any idea? Can you explain why this happened about the same time?
Maybe it's a trend, but maybe like some people who can play instruments, they just cleverly enough to start, you know, expanding their. They notice also they maybe can't expand with electronics alone, or maybe people are not happy to hear them play electronics anymore. I think the whole electronics is a little bit going out of fashion, maybe. But I saw a little bit trend also of like making bands.
Right. But do you think that, you know, there is still ground to cover in electronic music?
Of course.
cities. So that's not the reason why you're all going back sort of to acoustic instruments?
I'm going all directions. I definitely don't, I'm not giving up any electronics. And I mean, I started playing drums when I was five. I have that covered. I'm more like a visitor in the electronic scene.
Was there some particular music you were listening to at the time? You said you went back to drumming 4 years ago. So was there some influence or something you heard that made you want to play drums again? Or?
Not musically, no. Some other, maybe books or, or some films of like concerts of like, I watch a lot of like concerts of DVDs of Miles Davis or, but maybe there's some like, maybe some drummers. I always have been really much enjoying great drummers, and maybe I think the thing was, I was just really, that's my first love. Like, I really, really enjoy playing drums, and I had been missing it for a very long time. But also, I didn't have really inspiration to play because I really got kind of fed up with basic traditional jazz. I was like straight ahead jazz to the really seriously nerdy way, like studying, and I just really gave up on it. I really had to take quite a long break to really get even with the whole concept of playing drums and try and maybe reinvent the idea of how I should play drums, and it just took quite a long time. But when that was over, maybe creeping period or whatever, I just had the impulse again, and then I right away started.
So after this, during this let's say, when you first started drumming, then it was a long time just electronics, sort of. So if you could, are there any advantages or disadvantages when you compare electronic and acoustic music?
Well, they are both very different animals. They both have advantages and disadvantages. And I think that the...
You think it's maybe in acoustic music, it's easier to, you know, work in real time as opposed to electronics.
Absolutely, definitely.
So that's a big advantage probably.
Yeah, but then again with electronic music you have possibilities to make sounds that you never make acoustically. I guess that I try to maybe use both as much as I can together.
So, for example, you said you were quite a traditional jazz drummer at the beginning. Then you went to electronics. Did electronics somehow affect how you play percussion nowadays?
Absolutely.
In what way? In some particular way? Or?
Well, I've been programming beats. I've been producing beats with electronic means. So I
sort of follow that acoustically.
Well, I take advantage of that. I try to sometimes play as a machine, but also I've been influenced by also classical music, whether I'm on drums or death metal drumming. I still use that mentality also in when I play today. I try to not block any influences away, and electronics is one strong influence in my drumming nowadays, but not the only one. Or like I don't emphasize that too much.
Pred nadaljevanjem pogovora s Sasu Ripatijem alias Vladislavom Dilejem poslušamo skladbo Musta Planeta z njegovega novo elektroakustičnega albuma Tumma.
Like with Moritz von Oswald, is it like a dream come true to work with such a set of legend in electronic music?
Well, I mean, when it's on personal level, I mean, I know him for a long time. It's of course great. I mean, but it's, you don't think that kind of stuff. It's not. It's just a friendly musicianship of like giving and taking and. And of course, I know what he has done, but it's, you know, everybody does things, and you know, it's just somehow.
You put that aside.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So,
you know, of course, I mean, I have respect for what he has done, but I'm not lying, you know.
Right, right. You know, what's been like working solo and working with different groups? You work with Moritz, also your own formation. So, are there any big differences between.
Yes, yes, and I actually. I think they each helps the other in a way. Like when I play in groups, I can play that one particular role where I can let my ego go and I really can serve the group and be the interactive part, which I really much enjoy. But then again, I sometimes need to stroke my ego and really do what I want and how I want and blah. So then I do my solo projects. But after a while, you maybe start narrowing your concept when you spend too much time by yourself making music, trying to make music, because it's a relatively new thing to make music by yourself. It's very challenging, I think, to really keep the perspectives open. Of course, when you have three guys, you have three opinions always, so you always push the boundaries, whereas when you're alone, you easily maybe take easy routes out and all this stuff. So.
Well, your moniker Vladislav Delay was a bit more experimental oriented, to say so, especially in the live environment. So, you know, was there much improvisation involved?
Quite a bit, yeah.
Because it's probably different to improvise by yourself or with other musicians. So, you know, what's the thing that you must be the most aware when you improvise with other people, when you're playing in like Moritz trio?
You just have to listen what people are doing and
just listen and respond.
I think it's as simple as that. I mean, of course, there are many issues, but like you have to just be aware of what other guys are doing and you have to. I think it's about supporting bears. I mean, you cannot really too much play for yourself. You play for the music of the whole.
Right. So this your formation, your new formation, where you play drums, is it also a trio?
Or? It's a quartet.
Perfect. Mika Vanya is a part of it?
Yes, and two other guys.
You know, is it working with them much different to working with Moritz von Oswald Trio?
Or yes.
In what way? Are the songs more structured or something?
Or it's more improvised. Musical style is more towards jazz. I play full drum set. Mm-hmm. There are no programmations, there are no computer loops running, and also I guess in that quartet group I'm more responsible for, I have to make decisions more or less, like I invited everybody, I wanted to do this, whereas in this trio it was definitely Moritz's initial idea and his vision, what he wants to do, and I try to support his idea as much as I can, whereas with the quartet I try to bring some of my ideas.
Do you have any future plans for this quartet of yours? We're just going to continue to play together. And
well, we play now October, November, a couple of shows, and then we go to Radio Belgrade actually for maybe 5 days to the old studio from maybe 60s, and we're gonna record an album.
This is coming soon, the end of this year, or when did you say?
No. I mean, we are going to record in November, and then I still produce it in my studio. But yeah, next year should be.
Excellent. So, not too long ago, you moved from Berlin back to Finland. And, you know, the music scene, especially the electronic music scene, maybe was quite big there sometime. Maybe
in Finland?
Well,
or in Berlin.
But there were some artists who, you know, got even to Warp and Reflex. And yourself and
but
Sonic, for example, though they went out quite early. But how is it nowadays? Is it still?
Yeah, I don't think there's ever been any scene there.
It wasn't.
It's just people doing, like, it's very, very, probably world's smallest electronic music scene, I guess. Mm-hmm. Guys, there are people doing it, but there's no community, there's no scene. Very, very small clubs so far.
So you can't really draw any parallels towards Berlin?
No, I mean, why I moved away from Berlin is exactly I wanted to get away from all the scene, and it's not really good for me. Mm-hmm. I want more isolation and solitude and all this stuff, especially when I travel all the time in big cities and things, so I don't need this kind of. It bothers me more than it helps me.
Okay. This is it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Sasum Ripatijem alias Vladislavom Dilejem se je minuli četrtek med tonsko vajo Moritz von Oswald Trija pogovarjal Goran Komboš.
Intervju Radija Študent.